It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Sister Sabrina, would you please open up with prayer?
Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you once again to fellowship with your word, to fellowship knowing that, God, you have a rhema word, a right now word, an anointed word, a holy word, a word that delivers. And I thank you for Pastor Smith that as God, you give her the anointing to teach and to preach and to compel your people to hear the voice of the Lord, that, God, we will not only just be hearers, but we will be doers of the word, and that the Spirit of God will come in and change the heart and the minds of your people. We're living in an hour and a day and time that we can't be playing, God. We can't play church, but we need to be girded up in the truth, because the truth is what sets us free. And I thank you for the truth and the manifestation of your word today as Pastor Smith delivers it, Lord. I thank you that the word will go out and will not return void, that it will prosper the thing it was sent to do, and that the Spirit of God will come in, and today will be a new day, and change will come forth by faith. In the name of Jesus, we bind and rebuke the enemy that would try to oppose this time, to oppose this prayer, to stop this prayer, to put a hedge up against this prayer. We command him to lose his hold, and we command him to go where he belongs, and that is beneath our feet. And we thank you for a Holy Ghost Spirit-filled word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. Just a few announcements. Always remember, there are six ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first is this Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already a part of. The second is our 8 p.m. Wednesday night prayer line. And the number to get connected is 916-588-9688. The third way is in-person services every Sunday at 1:30 p.m., and the address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue, North Highlands, California, and that's inside Sacramento County. The fourth way is to call in and listen live to the Word going forth Sunday at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time, and the number once again, 916-588-9688. The fifth way is through a written prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, and the P.O. Box is 1366 North Highlands, California, 95660. No return address is required, because God knows who and where you are. All prayer requests will be prayed over by our pastor, Pastor Smith. The sixth way is also a written request through email form, and the email address is fghprayer@yahoo.com. Please remember to keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, giving reverence to God, his word, and his work. And always remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
I have one more announcement. I would like to announce that Full Gospel House of Prayer in Sacramento, California, will be having a resurrection fast. And the overseer is Pastor Smith, and it will begin Thursday night on March 22nd at 5 p.m., and it will last until Sunday, March 25th at 12 a.m., that's midnight. And so those who desire to participate may come and join. Please call me, Penny. My number is 209-818-3531, just to let me know that you desire to come and participate so we can accommodate everyone. Thank you and God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Pastor, this is Sabrina. I just want to say I thank God for his word again. I've seen him manifest himself and just individuals when you're ministering to them. I got a chance to talk to a cousin I hadn't seen in 10 years, and he had gotten a diagnosis that he was just really afraid of and had just lost all hope to the point he decided he was going to wait to die. And so the sister came over in the middle of our church service. Anyway, we ended up going there, Pastor, and all we did was in the power of agreement of his word. But one of the things I want to say that the Lord had given me as I was talking, and he said, you got to forgive. You got to forgive all those that had hurt you in the past, all that have hurt you currently. You got to forgive. And as he thought about that, he thought he had did all of that. Then as we were fellowshipping, ministering him and just speaking the word of God, that's it, speaking the word and believing the word of God with him, he began to remember some things. And he said to us, you know what, let's pray. He said, because I got to go make things right. And so I just thank God, Pastor Smith, that I seen the power of God just move by his spoken word with belief behind it. So I thank God for that. And thank God that he's restored his relationship with Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the word of God. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the breath of God. We need your anointing, Father, to breathe and cause this word to come alive. We give you praise and we thanksgiving that you have full course over this word tonight in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to the book of Exodus, the 11th chapter, verses 2 and 3, and Luke 6 and 38. Again, Exodus, the 11th chapter, verses 2 and 3, and Luke 6 and 38. When everyone get those two books, could you please say amen, please?
Amen.
Praise God. This is the word tonight to encourage you that are on the line tonight. And this word is about payday. And the Lord wants you to know tonight, to receive his word by faith, that the Lord will pay you for your years of suffering. There's many have suffered, has gone through many things, and have not received just pay. And so this word is a word of encouragement for you to know that God remember you. He sees your, he has seen your labor. He has seen your suffering. And the Lord will pay you for years of suffering. The Lord. And we're going to see it by the word of God, how God moved supernaturally and gave Israel their monies, what was owed to them. Because when you labor, and after you've done your work, you expect wages. They received no wages. They was laboring for free. And there are so many out there have not received just wages, have not received just recompense, who have gone through so much suffering. God wants you to know tonight, he remember you. And this word, I pray that you receive it by faith, because this is end time. And God had reserved money and wealth of the sinners for his harvest in the last day. This is end time. Transfer of wealth to the body of Christ for individual and for those that he have anointed in the body with business skills. Joseph was anointed with business skills from God. He was God's man, and he was anointed. And you can read that when you get opportunity, Genesis 47, chapter verses 13 through 26. But this is an hour what God is doing, is transferring wealth into the body of Christ. God is doing it. Can't no one stop it. It's his word. No one could stop what God was doing through Joseph. God has placed an anointed on him and gave him skills and gave him wisdom how to create wealth for God's people. He has suffered, and it was payday. I'm encouraging you tonight that's out there, you that have suffered, it's payday. You that have gone through, it's payday. and you're going to receive everything because God's going to set it up. God set it up for Joseph. Joseph didn't do this. He was just going through from one place of suffering to another place of suffering. But when it was time, he was getting no pay for all the wisdom God has placed inside of him. God was revealing to him many things for people to get delivered. He revealed to him in Potiphar's house. He revealed. He was not receiving anything. But it was time for payday. I want you to be encouraged tonight. It's time for payday. It's time for those unfair conditions that you've suffered, those things that has like robbed you. God going to bring it about. God going to constitute it for you, saints of God. God wants you to know that he's going to cause it to be increased. He did that for Joseph. Joseph just was moved by God. And as she said, Sabrina says, he walked in forgiveness. He didn't hold nothing on anyone. Even when he prayed the prayer, Father, I think it was the butler, to get out. And that man said, I'm going to remember you, Joseph. He got out and he forgot Joseph. Joseph held nothing inside of him. I'm speaking to someone tonight. Hold nothing inside of you. Let everything go. It's time for your years of suffering to receive pay from God. And we're going to see it by the word of God. Exodus 11, verses 2 and 3, please.
Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people.
This is God. It's with departure time. Departing out of Egypt. Egypt means departure. It was leaving Egypt. It was time for them to leave that place. Some of you have gone through a place. It's been a place of Egypt, which you've suffered, if you're labor. And you've been forgotten, but God wants you to know he remember your labor of love tonight. He remember you tonight. People have made promise to you and forgotten about you. God wants you to know I have not forgotten your labor of love. You have suffered. You've gone through many hard places and times, but you have not said anything. You just went before God. And when that heart began to get trouble, God came in and comforted your heart. This is what he did for Israel. He gave them instruction to the man of God. He said, speak to the people and tell all of them to ask their neighbor for gold, for silver, for all kind of jewels. The Lord, listen, saints of God, the Lord made the Egyptian respect what God has spoken to Moses. And God gave the people favors. Can you imagine? These people under servitude go into the Egyptian house. These people that was working without pay, serving in unfair condition, go to an Egyptian house. God made the Egyptian give them what they asked for. God did it. He was transferring wealth. He was transferring wealth. They gave them what they asked for, and God's man, Moses, was respected by the people, and they left out of Egypt rich. God wants you to be encouraged tonight. He's going to do the supernatural for you if you just believe tonight. He's going to bring it about. It will be produced by God. God will cause it to be successful. That's what he did for Joseph. Joseph was in prison. Joseph had been treated unfairly. But when it was time for payday, I want you to be encouraged tonight, it's time for payday. when it was time for payday, the Spirit of God gave Joseph favors in every area he needed to be a man of great business. He was anointed by God all those years of suffering. Saints, I'm encouraging you tonight. All the years of suffering, God was building up in you so you could be skillfully used in what he's sending you out to do. How he's anointing you and training you in all those suffering times. How you feel like you've been abandoned. How you feel like you've been forgotten. How you continuously stayed in the race. How you stayed kind. You walked in forgiveness. You walked in love. And this is what God is saying tonight to you. It's payday time. Expect to be paid. Expect those wages that's owed out to you, that God gonna make it happen. This is the last days we're living in. And he's transferring wealth as never before to individuals and to those that he has anointed in the corporate world for business skills, for them to be set up. But you must believe this by faith. You must believe this because it's your time. You should stand on the word of God. If God did it for Joseph in that hour, he said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a God that will do it again and again and again. This was before this time that God did that through Joseph. Now, it was a new beginning. He was doing it for these people, Joseph people, because it was time to make a departure. It was time for them to get out of that Egyptian world, that trouble and that oppressed state and that place that was harshness and struggles. I'm talking to somebody tonight. That's what Egypt is about. Egypt is nothing but trouble, oppression, and anguish, a place that you imprison you and you're under bondage and it's harsh treatment and it's struggle and they don't want to give you nothing for your labor. But God wants you to know by his word tonight, the Lord will pay you for years of suffering. You'd have gone through the fire. You have been without, but never mumbled and never grumbled. You would have moved by the Spirit of God with no ulterior motive. Motives clear. Motives was clear inside of Joseph. He was just a man that was waiting on God and serving the God of Israel. He had clear and clean heart and motives about everything he was doing. He was working as though he was receiving a wage. He was honest in his work. And this is for you out there. You've been honest in things you have had to do. And people have gotten above you. And some of you have trained some of these individuals. And they came in and they have gotten the increase. And you're doing double for your trouble. You're doing double work. And yet you're not getting fairly paid. And you're going through all extreme harshness. And there's so many things that's lacking. But you ain't grumbling. You're not complaining. You're being steadfast and you're being faithful, and you praying for people, and you're happy they're being blessed. You don't have a spirit that you're covetous. You're not a hater. You want to pray that they be blessed. You are encouraged when you see someone blessed. But this is a word for you tonight, that God remember you in your labor of love. God remember you and your suffering, and we're going to see it totally by the word of God. Luke 6:38, please.
Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye mess withal, it shall be measured to you again.
This is for you that have suffered. You to have been a giver. I'm not talking about how they preach this for tithings. No, you have supported People ain't said nothing about it. You picked up people and given them rides to church, didn't charge them anything, didn't look for nothing. With no ulterior motives behind it. You did it with the love of God from your heart. You gotten in ways that it was not convenient for you, but yet you suffered and you did it. You that just have done everything you possibly could to support your brothers and your sisters. You, they have just went out of your way to do things that may have been a hard task for you, but they didn't know about it because you did it for love. That's what's given is. You that have sat up and you prayed and you fast and you had to listen to people when they was going through the fire, even though there's things that you had to do, but you just turned everything off. You put everything on hold and you listened so they could get comfort. So, but you had many things you were going through, but they never knew it because you wanted them to be encouraged. You wanted them to be comforted. Even though you had conditions that you was going through, you was in a state of suffering, but yet you neglected that thing that you was going through. Love was all pouring out of you, and love does not hurt. Love is kind. You were kind. And God is saying, give, and it's going to be given back to you in full measure. I'm talking to someone out there tonight. God going to do this. He's going to give to you in full measure, poured into your hands, all that you can hold, the measure you use for others, whatever you've done that's been good for others, God say he going to do for you. God's going to do it. So those times when things has been so hard for you, people have been so harsh to you, you've gone through all kinds of difficulties, yet you did not murmur or you did not complain, because that's sin. Murmuring and complaining is sin. We read how God opened up the earth and swallow up people that was what? Murmuring and grumbling against Moses. They were consumed. That's a sin. The Bible said, all things be thankful. And all things be thankful. This is the will of God concerning you. That's in 1 Thessalonians. And you have a spirit of thanksgiving. Although people look at you and wonder how and why. Because the things you were suffering, you was picking up your cross, and you was following Jesus. He said, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. As much as Christ has suffered in the flesh, you're going to suffer in the flesh. But his word also say, after you suffer a while, he will establish you, he will settle you, and he will bless you. That's what the word say. It's time for God to do just what he said, to establish and settle you. It's payday time. I don't care what it was in the past. You're departing from that Egyptian state of mind and state of thought. You're departing from that slave mentality. That slave mentality is taking little pieces and not believing that God wants you to believe him for the unlimited. He wants you to believe him for the unlimited tonight. He's an unlimited God. He has more than enough. And he wants you to grab hold of this word by faith, Luke 6:38. He going to give back to you because you have given out good deeds, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Even when the haters thought that you are not coming out, God going to bring you out. He going to prepare you a table in the presence of your enemy. He going to do something great for you. He has great things in store for you. That's what he did for Joseph. He had great things in store for Joseph after he was tested. That word was tested. That word was tried. And he came out in a state where God seen that word was perfected in him. When God give you a word, thanks to God, it's going to be tested. It's going to be tried. That's what
blessings come forth through testing and trials. And after the word of God has been tested and tried in you, you come out as pure gold. And this is the night of your deliverance. You got to believe and receive by faith. It's payday for you. And God has it already set up. And all he wants you to do is stand on his word tonight. Is believe his word. He wants you to be full of joy and thanksgiving. He don't want you to be weary tonight. He wants you to know it's time for you to reap. He wants you to know it's sowing time. It's end time. And God said it's end time harvest. And an end time harvest, he has a reserve, money from the sinners, wealth for end time transfer to the body of Christ, for those who he have anointed to handle money. Joseph knew how to handle money. When you had that little tiny salary, you handle it by the Holy Ghost and the anointing of God. You handle it by the power of the Holy Ghost, even though it was little. It was meager. And God is seeing how faithful and what kind of a servant and steward you have been with those little finances. How you didn't borrow, how you didn't complain, and how you didn't go to anyone, but God allowed that small amount to increase because you can manage finance. You are not extreme. You are moved by the Holy Ghost. You are anointed to do it, and you can handle God's money because you are trustworthy, because you've suffered and you've gone through the fire, and you never complained and fought anyone. You, in your heart, you knew it's going to pass. And it has, thanks by faith. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what appears to be in the natural. All things are possible for him to believe tonight. God wants you to believe and trust him. God's going to do the supernatural for you. If you can stand on his word tonight, Luke 6:38, he said he will give back to you everything that you've given out. Your suffering has not been in vain. The ones that didn't give you just pay, it was for a purpose, thanks to God. It's for you to learn how to handle that meager, that small amount, how you to be good steward. Showed you how that you can take that God have given you, even though it was not a lot in the eyes of humans, of this worldly system, but God, by his supernatural power, have kept you in houses, kept you driving cars, kept you in health, keeping you able to pay your bills. God wants you to know, but you have suffered. It's payday time. And all you must do tonight is believe. It's time for you to receive those ideas that God has planted in your heart, in your mind, those creative thoughts. God anointed Joseph with creative thoughts. If you read Genesis 47:13-26, and everything that God placed in his mind that Joseph moved on, God blessed it. He blessed it. And that's what you are being set up, saints of God, for a blessing. Age is nothing but a number. I don't care how old you are. Age is nothing but a number. He used Moses, and he was 80 years old to be a deliverer. He can use you at any age. Don't you get weary and well doing. You shall reap what you sow if you faint not. It's not time to faint tonight. God has not passed you by. God has seen the things you have endured with. God has seen the things you have gone through. And it is payday time. He's seen the thing that Joseph went through. He's seen the thing that Moses went through. It is time for great recompense in your life tonight. All you need to do is say thank you, Jesus, by faith. You need to thank him by faith. You know the good deeds. You know how God has moved over you. You know how God has used you to be a blessing to people, and you didn't say anything, that you just did it out of the love of God in your heart. You seen a need that had need of being met, and God allowed you to do it, and you moved out of love. You moved out of compassion. You did not complain. You suffered. It's payday time. When things were set up against you, many times you've been aware, but you allow God to fight your battle. It's payday time. That's what Joseph did. He didn't fight his battle. He allowed God to deal with everything that was coming against him. He was tried, but he moved by the spirit of love. Love was imparted in his heart. It is so your time, saints of God. You'd have gone through, and you've seen people just bless, bless, bless. God have not forgotten you. It is your time. Those places that have not been fair to you, God is a fair and a just God. I remember years ago, it was this couple that had a Mercedes dealership. They were just so blessed. They looked down on people. They were so blessed. And I remember talking to the wife. I said, do you think God will be a God that will not bless other people, just only you and your husband? I said, he will not be a good God. He is not a God that has respect to person. They did not believe it. They felt like they were specially picked by God to live extravagant, to always have plenty. And they looked down on the poor people. But this day, as I speak, oh, those things fell apart. The whole world came into shambles. And they had to get help from people they looked down on. I want you to be encouraged tonight. God have not forgotten about you. It's payday time. And the devil knows it. So when it's payday time, the fire get hotter. Things got hot for Joseph. When it's payday time, the currents of the water get stronger. When it's payday time, like demons and devils and imps begin to march around you like you're a target. When it's payday time, everything that stand and seem like to be falling apart. When it's payday time, it's payday time. Ignore it. Because God says payday time, and things going to change, and you're going to depart out of that Egyptian situation. You're going to come out of that struggle. You're coming out of that harsh place that you're in, that anguish and that oppressed state you're in, those troubles. You're going to flee that thing because God going to cause it to happen. And the favors of God going to fall upon your life. So this is a word of encouragement to you tonight, that the Lord, you look to God. Have no confidence in the flesh. You look to the Lord. He said the Lord will pay you for your years of suffering. They call on him in their suffering, and he heard their cries. And what happened? He delivered. He brought them out. It's your time. It's your departure, saints of God. It's time for you to go into a healthy place with the favors of God, a blessed place, a place that the good things that's coming forth in your life, you expect God to bring payday for you tonight. I want you to be encouraged because God have supernatural things. 1 Corinthians 2:9 say, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor have it entered into the heart of man. For them that God know that love him. God know you love him. In spite of all the things you have encountered, all the suffering you've gone through, all the unfair deals, all the unfair promises, God wants you to know tonight it's payday time. All the unfair condition, all the things you've been in subjection to, the crime that has been against you, it's payday time. So do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor, this is Sabrina. I want to say amen. That word is right on time. The prayer requests that have been coming through for a couple of young men that I know and a couple of young ladies that I know, right on, just unfairness. And unfortunately, it's of ethnic background as well. So if you just, I can't say their names, but if you just pray for them, Pastor, that, again, it's payday time and that the miracle of manifestation come forth.
Okay. Is anyone else out there need a prayer? If not, we're going to go before God. Father, we thank you. This is your business. It's in your time. And God, we've seen by your word that you anointed Joseph to be a businessman for God's people. It was harvest time for him, for God's people. He was blessed, but God, your people was blessed. And that's what you're doing in this hour. It's harvest time. It's the last days. You said the wealth of the Gentiles later for the just. God is already reserved. Your word says that in the Old Testament. It's reserved already. We just must believe. It's reserved. The sinner's wealth is reserved for harvest time in the last days. We're in time. And there are individuals. There's people that you have anointed with business skills that's fair in business, that will do justice as Joseph did. The spirit of Joseph is upon them, Father. That same spirit has been imputed in them to be fair, to be just, not to do anything unfair. Joseph was fair. He was just. You have anointed these business people out there, Father, that you're going to anoint to receive wealth so they can prosper in their business for harvest time. Individuals who've gone through unfair treatment on jobs, how they train others and they step over them, how they're doing the jobs are two and two where they're not getting fair wages, how they can't seem to get up the corporate ladder because somebody knows somebody, bringing somebody in over them. Father's unfair, but you are just. And your divine favors is over the lives tonight. It's payday time for those who have gone through great suffering and oppression, hardship and struggles, yet they have not complained. They have been fair to their brothers and sisters, their enemies and their friends. They have been a ear to hear, to comfort people. They have been there in times of need and had their own needs that they didn't tell anyone but you, Father Jesus. Father, just as the butler did Joseph, they said, I'm going to remember you. He got out and he forgot. But God, you say you remember us when everyone forget us. Father, we thank you for remembering your people tonight. Your people that's gone through the fire. Those people that has been abandoned by family and loved ones, who've been cast down and cast out, who feel like they're the least on the totem pole, that feel like they have been abandoned. But God, you have not abandoned them. The ones that people's laughing behind their back and saying, why are they doing this or that? It's because the Spirit of God, the love of God, is moving on them to do, and they can't help but to do good. Oh, Father, they're not holding anything. They're just doing good. They're just treating people right. They're loving people. Oh, they're doing because love holds nothing. Love holds nothing against anyone. Love fulfills the law. They're fulfilling the law of love. And God, you can trust individuals, individuals that's willing to suffer, that's willing to go through for a moment, because it shall pass. For your word said, oh, for after we suffered a while, after we suffered a while, people get so caught up thinking it's going to last forever. He said, after you have suffered a while, he comes in and he establishes you. He comes in and he sells you, because your time is over and it's payday time. It's payday time out there for someone tonight who has not done things, hallelujah, unjust, who have been fair, have been just, who have been men and women of their word. Your word, they have been men and women of their word. They have kept their word. They have not said one thing and done something different. They have been men and women of their word. Your law said your word is your bond. Your word will get you out when nothing else will get you out there, because the world will see that you are a person of integrity. They are men and women of integrity. They don't say one thing and do nothing. Their word is their bond. And it's payday time. Joseph's word was his bond. It's not coming in, grabbing and running. But, oh, God, their word have been their bond. So this is the hour, God. You say, I'm going to pay you for your years of suffering. So, Father, I thank you for setting them up tonight with favors, with divine faith. They need anointed favors from God, because the favors of people will cut off like a water faucet. They need favors from God tonight. I thank you for the favors of God to move over every area of their life, because they are departing from that Egyptian mentality. They are abandoning that old Egyptian mentality. That's what you had me teaching, on the old slave mentality, that old spirit of servitude continues to say, I'm all right, but you know you're not all right. God has great for you. He's unlimited tonight. I come against the spirit, that slave mentality in Jesus' name, that's willing to take a handout. I rebuke that spirit. I counsel in Jesus' name. I bind it by the blood of Jesus in the cross. In Jesus' name, I send the word against that slave mentality in the name of Jesus. I send the word against that spirit. Spirit of Egypt in Jesus' name, that spirit of anguish, that spirit of struggle, that spirit of harshness, that spirit of imprisonment, I cast you out, I renounce you in Jesus' name, I dismantle you in the name of Jesus. They are God's children, and the spirit of the Lord said, I remember you in your labor of love, I remember your suffering. He said, I remember their suffering, and their cries came up before his ears, and Father, their cries have came up before you. In the spirit of God, I thank you for your deliverance hand now moving on their behalf in Jesus' name. The things that seem too hard for them, just right for God, as you did it for Israel, God, you do it for them tonight in Jesus' name. Give them favors in every door they need to walk through. Create doors that's falling apart. Call them to walk through doors, oh God, that they never thought in life they would walk through. Father, I thank you for the setup. I thank you for the setup. It was a setup for Joseph, God. You allow the right people, the right location, God, even though it didn't look favorable, because he didn't complain. It was favorable. It's favorable for your people. They that don't complain, wherever God placed them, wherever God set them, they going to say, thank you, Jesus, because you know the plan. You know the plan, God. You are the planner, and I'm just going to say, thank you. It didn't look good for Joseph, but he was in the plan of God. I thank you for your people, God, that's in places, oh God, that you have set them there. It don't look comfortable. It don't feel pleasurable. It's very discouraged many times. But they're in the plan of God. Joseph was in the plan of God. Right location and right people. The right ones was there. Even though it didn't look like it. There are people out there now. People around them saying, it looked like it's a failure. it looks like it's not going to work. But you are in the plan of God. You have been set up by God. You have been placed there by God. And anytime God placed you anywhere and you are his servant, you must not complain. You must have a spirit of joy and thanksgiving to receive your payday. I thank you tonight, Father, that the ones that you have given them the spirit of long-suffering, the spirit of tolerance, the spirit of endurance, that it's payday time for them. And they're departing Egypt, setting that Egypt spirit, that Egypt environment. Satan, I give you notice tonight in the name of Jesus. It's departure time for God's people. It's a getting out in Jesus' name. They're leaving that Egypt environment in their emotions, in their mind, and in their lifestyle. They're walking into a Canaan land. Father, I thank you tonight that you prepare your people that's making the departure tonight. The attitude, the emotion, the thoughts, their mind cannot be in Egypt any longer. That slave mentality, I loose the word of God to this mountain tonight in Jesus' name, that the spirit of freedom is over them. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And I thank you for the favors of God to open up every door and every opportunity. Open up everything they need to do and to walk into Canaan land, Father. And they walk out blessed. They'll walk out refreshed with the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow. And Father, who you bless, can't nobody stop. Joseph was prosperous because you said you were going to make him prosper. There were many spirits that came to stop it, but the devil can't stop what God said you're going to prosper in, people of God. You shall prosper. You shall be successful. You shall succeed because Jesus will make it happen. And I thank you for your word. Minister to them now in Jesus' name. I pray for the homeless that the Spirit of God supply their needs. I pray for the low income that the Spirit of God increase and show them how to manage their monies. I pray for the elderly, God, that the Spirit of God stop and expose elderly abuse. I pray for children going to schools. I pray for safety around them in Jesus' name, the staff. I pray for families, oh God, to be healthy and to be well in Jesus' name, that the spirit of reconciliation begin to heal all their affairs in Jesus' name. I pray for those that was illness, sickness, and disease. You said you sent your word to heal them. I lose the healing virtues of the word to move all their lives in Jesus' name. I pray for those that are going into new areas of their lives that's unfamiliar to them, that the spirit of God caused them to be sure-footed tonight. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving tonight that you draw in the unsaved, cause prodigal sons and daughters to return to God. Bless the body of Christ worldwide in Jesus' name. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that you build up the walls of Jerusalem. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving tonight by faith in Jesus' holy name. I pray for this individual, God, that's going through unfair treatment on the job. That the Spirit of God expose everything. It's a giant that needs to be exposed in Jesus' name. Father, that giant needs to be shaken by the Holy Ghost tonight. And if you begin to shake a giant, it must fall. Father, shake that giant that's causing the unfair practice tonight. Anytime your hand begin to move and you begin to shake a giant, exposure's going to come forth. And the giant must come down. Come down tonight in Jesus' name. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving for it. And I thank you for the fall of the giants over your people's lives tonight. By faith in Jesus' name. Be encouraged, saints.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.